within this room and all people within the spirit dimension have much work to do in the future. We shall endeavor to bring forward phenomena that has not been experienced for many years. Of course, this is reliant upon each time that we meet together. So, my friends, I beseech you this, that each person within this cell's room, on both sides of life, takes much notice upon their own spiritual pathway and their spiritual endeavors, so that we as a group of individuals may give ourselves the optimum type of vibration to do the work that we wish to conduct in the future. Of course, my friends, I understand that each person within this room is at a different stage of evolution on their spiritual pathways. This is one reason why each person is born within this cell's room. If everybody's evolutionary spiritual pathway was of the same, it would be counterproductive to the energies that we so wish to use. We need a different modulation of spiritual energy to allow manifestation to occur. So, my friends, that is the reason why some in the cell's room on both sides of the veil are at different levels of spiritual evolution. This does not mean that any one person is greater than the other. It only means that one person has a different type of knowledge to that of another. There is no one person on either side of this veil, the spirit dimension, within the circle of the silver cord, or upon the earth vibration within the silver cord that is greater than any one other. We all, my friends, are of equal standing on both sides of life. We all have, me included, our own idiosyncrasies and personalities. This, my friends, we must understand that we should respect each other for their positions upon their pathway of spiritual evolution. We should never take advantage, and we should never presume. We should accept each other in love and understanding, without, my friends, any proviso. It should be done with an open mind and an open heart. Let me tell you this, that once within the seance room and the circle of the silver cord, we have the optimum vibration, every person on both sides of the veil will experience a form of self-enlightenment that they never believed that they themselves would have experienced upon their life's path. That, my friends, is what you could call a golden nugget to draw your inner vibrations towards the light of the Spirit. Ask yourselves this. Why would six people of different ages, cultural backgrounds, different views on spirituality, be drawn together in one room, one of only three physical mediums, just merely for the purpose of idle curiosity and to pass the word to the few? No, my friends, mark my words. There is more going on beyond what you perceive or can ever perceive. for the greater good of humanity. So, my friends, always have paramount in your mind this: understanding, humility, and respect for each other. That is paramount. And if at any time you have some disagreement, please, my friends, for the greater good of humanity, beg to differ by all means. But agree to disagree, and only part in harmony and love of each other, as I do with you each time I come between the two spheres of life. There will be many who will have their own faults. Mark my words, my friend. Each person within this cell's room has been chosen for their particular strengths as well as weaknesses. We all have part of an energy that creates the energy to allow manifestation and phenomena to take place. We only ask and seek the highest and the best of communication and phenomena. This, my friends, is obtainable by due cooperation on both sides of life.